FM 90.3 WJTL, Ryan Stevenson with Abel. Good morning to you. Happy Thursday at 7:04.
Hey, join Christy Lee as she counts down WJTL's Top 25 every Friday morning from 9 to 11 and Saturday evenings from 7 to 9. WJTL's Top 25 Countdown is sponsored by Dutch Valley Food Distributors in Myerstown.
Our very special guest this morning, our friend Matt Hershey of Jubilee Ministries is here. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
Always great to have you here.
Always good to be here. Thanks.
Anybody you want to give a shout out to?
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to my daughter in Colorado.
You have kids in college, which always just surprises us because you look so young.
Oh, yeah. Don't look at any of the video online because you'll actually see that I'm not as young as they say that.
Not true. So Jubilee Ministries, tell us about what you do.
Yeah, Jubilee, we exist to serve those affected by incarceration by being ambassadors of life change through the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we do that by having chaplains in prisons around the state of Pennsylvania, all the way from Fayette County in the southwest corner to Lackawanna County in the northeast corner. And then men and women coming out of prison also come into our aftercare program, learn how to do life God's way.
That's awesome. Where are you guys located?
We are in Lebanon and stores in Lebanon and Berks County and also here in Lancaster.
And that's how you support the ministry of what you're doing there.
One of the main ways that we support that prison ministry work, yes.
Yeah, amazing. So how many chaplains did you say that you have?
Yeah, there's 17 chaplains in 12 prisons.
Wow. So what's a day look like or what's a week look like for a chaplain?
Yeah, it depends on the prison that they're in. It's different prison by prison, but chaplains are doing Bible studies, they're doing one-on-one counseling, they're leading worship services, they're ministering to the prison staff as well.
Very cool. So then what's your thrift store day look like?
Yeah, the thrift store day, of course, everybody loves thrifting these days. So we appreciate everybody out there who comes to shop and donate items at the dock. But that's what happens. We have people in the community who donate their used items at one of our 7 stores, 6 brick and mortar. And we also have an online store. And they're donating their items, and then that stuff is all getting processed, priced, tagged, prepared to go out on the shelves. And then all those thrifters who come in and buy those items are supporting the ministry at Jubilee.
Amazing. If people want to find out more information about you, they can visit you online.
That's right, www.jub.org.
And you have an event coming up that you'd like to invite folks out to.
Yes, our annual fundraising dinner is coming up September 18th and 19th at Lebanon Area Evangelical Free Church. So 2 nights, you can pick a night and come out and hear more about what God's doing.
And we're going to talk more about that coming up.
Yep, great.
Very cool. Also, intern Hannah's last day. Good morning, Hannah.
Good morning, Fred.
We love having you here. You leave for college tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Hannah's going to do the news, and she'll do the weather for us. And later on this morning, we'll talk to her about heading back to school. Dan Bremnes, Crowder, and more music on the way, too.